Hello, this is Joe Franks, and it's Thursday, December 2nd, and I get the privilege of leading you in another devotional thought. We call this Unfathomable Grace. You can find this every single Thursday on our Facebook sites at Horizon Church. You might also look at unfathomablegrace.com, and there you can find some other audio and written devotionals that just may encourage you. And who knows, you may want to sign up to receive them or send them along if you think something has some value to share with those in your community. This morning when I got up and had my devotions, I was just consumed with this thought, which led me to a verse, Psalm 25:5. Psalm 25:5 says, "Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long." Let me help you understand why that was an important verse to me, and maybe it'll mean something to you as well. For some reason today, I really want to be a spiritual man. I do not want to be known as a spiritual man. I don't even need to be called a spiritual man. Even if I left the church and made my living for my family at a gas station, I would still today, I want to be a spiritual man. What does that mean? Oh, I want to love God. I mean, I want to have affection for Him from the inside out. I want to pray without ceasing. I want to pray and pray and have faith in prayer and see God answer prayer. I want to enjoy prayer. I want to be brilliant with the mind of Christ. I want to look at the scripture, look at my life, look at my culture, and think the thoughts of God. I want to trust His providence and be unflappable. I want my highs not to be so high, my lows not to be so low, and whether I get to enjoy earthly blessing or earthly suffering, I just want to be a rock because I'm fixated on Christ. I want to be used by God. I would love to have my spiritual gifts inflamed by the Spirit so that through me, Christ does great work, that I could be of some service to individual people, to a church, which I call Horizon, and to my culture. I would love to influence and see God use me to transform a culture. And I want to hate what He hates. I really want to be a spiritual man. I want those attributes or characteristics to be true of me. I don't want to be double-minded, fickle, flopping about here and there. I want to be stable. That's what I want. And I think I only want it because God has caused me to want that. Not everybody wants that. I'm not going to take the credit for that. That's just something God has done in my heart. And especially this morning, I really do want it. Oh, I'm sure I don't want it as much as I should want it, but I really want it. So if this is what I want, it led me to another question. Does God want this for me? And after thinking through, it didn't take a rocket scientist to come to this answer, but the answer is yes, He wants this for me. He commands me to love Him, to enjoy prayer, to think like He does, to trust in His providence, to be used by Him in service, and to hate what He hates. Yes, God commands that because that's what God wants for me. I am being transformed into the image of Christ, and that's what Christ looks like. This is what I will be one day. When sanctification has been finalized, that progressive sanctification that the Spirit is doing, when I'm finally in glory and sin is no more, I will only be like this. So I want this, and God wants this for me. Which then led me to another question. Well, does my God have the power to do this within me? Again, it didn't take a long time of thinking to write down in my journal, yes, God has the power to cause dead people to live and to breathe. He has the power to regenerate antichrists like the Apostle Paul. He has the power to finish that which He has begun. Yes, God can do all this in me. He is doing all this in me. Yes, God is all powerful. So my sanctification falls under that category of all. He is the one who does this, which then led to my agonizing question. So if this is what I want and this is what God wants and God has all the power to do what he wants, what's the problem? I started thinking through, have I not worked hard enough at it? But I believe sanctification is a work of God's grace. Is it that I haven't prayed enough and gone through the spiritual disciplines enough? Well, that's just more works. Maybe I don't have enough faith. I'm absolutely sure I don't have enough faith. But as I was thinking through this, I finally came to this conclusion. If this is what I want and this is what God wants for me and he has the power to do this within me and he will do this within me, then what's the deal? The answer is God has just sovereignly determined not to do it as quickly as I deem best. And so now I go back to that verse. Lord, make me to know your ways. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation, and for you I wait all the day long. And so I wait, and so I pray, and so I relax in God's grace. He will do his work in me at the speed in which he deems best. Sometimes I make progress in growing in grace at warp speed. Sometimes I'm like the turtle. But I'm throwing all of this back in God's lap. I don't have to whoop it up or work harder. I'm thankful that he's made me long to be a spiritual man. That in Christ I'm already viewed as a spiritual man. And through this Spirit, he is making me more able to prove or manifest that which he has already done in my life. And so I wait, and so I pray.